Book four is a culmination of the whole project. Books one and two and three have set the scene by clearing the mind, then by showing the contents of the mind that come from experience, and then by discussing the language that we use to express that content. Locke is now in a position to say, okay, with all this stuff, how much can we know? And it turns out that we don't actually know all that much. It's a very humbling experience reading Locke's essay, because the amount of knowledge that we can have, that we can be absolutely certain about, certainly in relation to things in the external world, is very, very limited indeed. Our certain knowledge is restricted really to areas where we can apply pure logic, to mathematics, where we can apply the sort of geometrical reasoning method. But as soon as we start to try to correlate our ideas and the connections amongst our ideas with things that are happening in an external world, we really want to be certain that we have got a grasp on reality itself. At that point, our human limitations are really brought to the fore. One of the most important things to think about with Book 4, or to realise in Book 4, is that Locke's definition of knowledge is really rather unusual, in that he defines knowledge as the perception of the agreement and disagreement amongst our ideas. We don't normally tend to think of knowledge as having just to do with our ideas. And indeed, in Locke's explanation, our knowledge does not consist only in the perception of a relation between our ideas, because he also wants us to have knowledge about the real existence of things. So he wants a perception of the agreement or disagreement amongst our ideas and real things. And of course, it's in those cases that our knowledge is extremely limited, because we find it very difficult, if not impossible, to know for certain that our ideas adequately represent the world as it really is in and of itself.